So we're going to go ahead and get started, guys. If you haven't met me, I'm Gail Watkins. Glad to have you today. Potty training your litter. This covers the period from while we have our puppies up until typically the time we send them home. Or if you're keeping a puppy, between 10 and 12 weeks, you should begin house training your puppy. So this is a lead into house training, but it's not a substitute for house training. And at the end, we can talk a little bit about why we still have to go through the process of house training. So today we're going to talk about why do it, when to do it, how to do it, and then a little bit about troubleshooting. So why should we potty train our litters? I've been saying this for years, that it is a win-win, big win to potty train litters. It's a win for our pups for a couple of reasons. First, we know that puppies learn best what they learn first. And so if a puppy is allowed to potty wherever it is while it is growing up, it's much more difficult for it to learn to hold its urine and feces, to think about going someplace else during that time. And so if we can set the puppy up from the very beginning to know that they have to go somewhere to potty, they're going to be well on their way to understanding house training, and we're going to need to do, or our owners will need to do, minimal retraining. It's a win for our buyers as well. The puppy will go home with some muscle control, and some puppies can go home sleeping through the night the first night. They have that much muscle control. Depending upon your setup, they also might understand that they have to go outside, but at a minimum, they know they have to go somewhere else to urinate and defecate. And then it's a win for us. And I think this is a big win for us because our houses don't smell anywhere near as much as they do if we don't potty train. There's less cleanup. Now, I'm not saying there's no cleanup. There's still cleanup after puppies, but there is less cleanup. We have cleaner puppies, which makes us more attracted to them, and it makes socializing them easier. People are going to want to be with them. People are going to enjoy being with them. And for me, it gives us more time to develop our puppies, which is tremendously important for me. So let's cover the basics of potty training a litter. This is a commitment that you have to make to your puppies. From the minute you start potty training them, they are never without a potty. They have to have a potty available to them because you've told them that they have to go somewhere to potty. And if you don't give them the right place to go, it's not fair to them. Obviously, the two differences or where variations on this is if they're outside, that's the potty. So outside is a potty, inside is not. Or if you're starting crate training, and there we want puppies to know that they shouldn't potty in there, but that means that if they ask to go out, you'll respond to them. And this can be a little challenging when we're crate training young, very young puppies, because it's a little hard to tell, do they need to potty or do they just want out of the crate, which is most likely. The other thing I want to remind you is that you need to adapt your plan for each litter, each day, each situation that you have. I'm going to talk about the basics, but I'll tell you now, it's not a straight line. It isn't always going to go as smoothly as we think it's going to. And if we go into it with that mindset that we know it may not go smoothly for each litter and it may vary, then we're going to be able to adapt more easily. And then lastly, if you haven't potty trained, you may not know this, but you're going to get success with feces or poop much more quickly than you are with pee. And in fact, you may send your puppies home without 100% pee success, but that's okay. Puppies have to pee a whole lot more than they have to poop. They have less warning that they need to do it. And so you may find that you can get to 80 or 90%, but it's going to be a whole lot better than 5%. Okay, so what's our plan? We're going to start early, and our whole goal in those early weeks is to give our pups early success, which means we're going to set them up to be successful early on. We're going to plan ahead when we do our setup, and I'm going to talk a fair amount about where do you put your potty box and how do you think about it. But one of the things you want very much to do is once you set your pen up, now you can start potty training before you set your pen up, but when you set your pen up, you don't want to move the main potty box. So wherever you put it from the beginning is where you want to leave it for that litter's upbringing. If you move it, you're going to have to move it incrementally. You'll probably need to take some steps to make it easier for the puppies because you've told them where the bathroom is and then the bathroom isn't there anymore. You're going to start very small. You're going to keep their play and sleeping space much smaller than you think you want to, and you're going to have a much bigger potty than you think you'll need. You're going to clean only so well. I'll go through this in a little bit, but we always want to remember that for dogs, potties smell like potties, and play and sleeping areas don't smell like potties. And so we have to set that up so the puppies will realize where they're supposed to go. Pups have to earn their space. Clean pups get more space. When pups are dirty, they get less space. That may be the same puppies 2 days apart. One day they're really, really good. 2 days later, they're not so good. That's okay. We're just going to increase and decrease their space as they show us how they can handle it. We'll go backwards if needed. So one of the things that I've seen, and I'll let other potty trainers chime in, is there tends to be a 6 week period where pups are doing great and great and they're just getting better. And then something happens around 6 weeks and they backslide. I believe that it's developmental in some way, but at the same time, we're also increasing their space. We're increasing the things they can do in their pen. And so it may be a combination that we give them too much space or we put too many things in the pen and they go backwards a little. So they'll remind you if you hit that 6 week period and they're struggling, you're just going to make the pen smaller and clean it up. And then let's talk illness a little. So this is not a talk on diarrhea. That was the poop talk, but diarrhea really complicates potty training with puppies and house training with older puppies, as do urinary tract infections. But UTIs are much less common in puppies under 9 and 10 weeks of age compared to diarrhea. And so you have to say, if your pups develop diarrhea, they've got coccidia, they've got giardia, they have some bacteria, then you're going to have to shrink down their box and help them more than you might if they were feeling better. And then you're going to add more potty boxes, and we have to be willing to put the money and resources into potty boxes. They really are cheap, comparatively speaking. But if you need more, get more. Don't be stingy in that department. And then lastly, if your setup allows, add your morning and evening outdoor walks if possible. If you can take your puppies out last thing at night and first thing in the morning as they approach 7.5 to 8 weeks of age, you will find that they will now try to hold their urine and feces prior to going out because they know it's coming. And so that can really benefit not just your owners because they'll be sleeping through the night, but your cleanup in the morning will be much, much easier if they haven't pooped in it all night, particularly poop.